Chapter 16, 1, Translator, Zia, Editor, Zia, Bai Chushu's homework, which she could finish during breakfast time, wouldn't take long even if she had to copy it 30 times. Sen Jing planned to take a nap at noon and then head to Mingda Hall during the afternoon archery class to find an empty classroom and finish copying the assignment 30 times. However, just after waking up from her nap at noon, Grandma Wu arrived, holding a stack of papers covered in her handwriting. Sen Jing took a closer look and was stunned to find that they were 30 identical copies of the arithmetic assignment. Sen Jing, what is this? Grandma Wu replied with a chuckle, Lord Yan just had someone deliver these. Sen Jing, that bastard, Yan Lanting's skill at mimicking someone's handwriting could have been used for forging documents and framing political opponents, yet here he was using it to copy punishment assignments for his former teacher. What kind of logic was that? Grandma Wu kindly advised, it's also Lord Yan's way of showing his goodwill. Just accept it, Sen Jing felt something was off. What kind of student expressed gratitude to a teacher by helping with punishment assignments? But then she thought about how Yan Lanting, as the Grand Chancellor, had to attend academy lectures from time to time while also taking the trouble to copy punishment assignments on her behalf. It did seem really exhausting. So, she accepted Yan Lanting's goodwill with a sigh. She remarked, if I were truly a naive 15-year-old girl, I'd surely be spoiled by all of you. Grandma Wu didn't like hearing that. It's just helping to copy something. How could it be that serious? Jing, Bai Chushu, who had finished copying all 30 repetitions of the assignment during lunch break, came and asked, are you heading straight to Mingda Hall later, or will you come with me to the training grounds first to inform Master Wu before? Grandma Wu? Seeing Grandma Wu, Bai Chushu politely greeted her. Grandma Wu gave a slight nod and then took out an invitation, handing it to Bai Chushu. This is for you. Bai Chushu took the invitation and realized it was for the Changhua banquet, the very one in Xin Yue had mentioned that morning. I actually got invited? Bai Chushu asked Sen Jing excitedly, Jing, can you come with me? Sen Jing wasn't very interested and asked, if I don't go, will you be scared? Bai Chushu answered firmly, yes. Sen Jing sighed, then I'll go with you. Overjoyed, Bai Chushu carefully put the invitation away. The Changhua banquet was scheduled for mid-April, still more than 10 days away. During the weekend break, Bai Chushu told Madam Yang about it. Madam Yang was delighted and immediately thought of preparing beautiful new outfits for both Bai Chushu and Sen Jing. She also happily told Bai Chushu, your father was recently promoted after receiving a commendation, and you and your elder brother are both so accomplished. As your mother, I must spend some silver to celebrate, don't you dare refuse me this time. Only then did Bai Chushu learn that her elder brother had also received an invitation to the Changhua banquet. That evening, the Bai family set up a grand meal in the main hall. Although it was just family members, the dishes were exceptionally lavish, showing just how genuinely happy Madam Yang was. However, during dinner, Sen Jing noticed something unusual. Compared to Madam Yang's joy, her uncle, Bai Ziyuan, seemed much less enthusiastic. From time to time, a trace of worry flickered in his eyes, as if something was weighing on his mind. After dinner, as the family sat for tea and chatting, Bai Chunyi softly mentioned to his father, a new instructor has been teaching policy essays at the academy recently. His surname is Yan. Hearing this, Bai Ziyuan suddenly seemed startled and accidentally knocked over his teacup, sending it crashing to the floor. Bai Chushu had been excitedly telling Madam Yang about her skills in horseback archery, but at the sound of breaking porcelain, both mother and daughter turned their attention to Bai Ziyuan. How could you be so careless? Madam Yang commented, seeing that there was no sign of an argument between her husband and son, she assumed it was an accident and called for the servants to clean up the broken shards. Bai Ziyuan went along with her assumption, but after a short while, he used the excuse of testing Bai Chunyi's studies to call him into the study for a private conversation. Perhaps wary of being overheard by the servants, Bai Ziyuan shut all the doors and windows as soon as they entered the study. He seemed to have something to say but couldn't find the right words. Instead, he paced anxiously in front of Bai Chunyi, sighing heavily. Seeing his father so worried, Bai Chunyi thought he understood the concern and said, Father, are you worried that I might make a mistake in front of Prime Minister Yan? Bai Ziyuan abruptly stopped pacing and glanced toward the door. Lowering his voice, he asked, How did you know that Instructor Yan is actually Prime Minister Yan? Bai Chunyi replied helplessly, I may not be the most knowledgeable, but I have plenty of well-informed friends. The young master of the Zhao family and I are quite close. He once saw Prime Minister Yan at the Grand Duke's birthday banquet, so he recognized him immediately. On the first day of class, he was completely terrified. And it's not just him, all the noble-born students at the academy, especially those from prominent families, know exactly who Instructor Yan really is. They just don't dare to talk about it openly. Bai Chunyi continued, "Father, don't worry. Instructor Yan only seems cold and distant. I was bold enough to discuss many things with him in class. Even when I made mistakes, he never got angry, which shows that he..." "Nonsense." Bai Ziyuan's stern rebuke cut Bai Chunyi off. "Do you even realize who he is? He is Yan Lanting. His methods are no less ruthless than his mentor, the one who bathed Prince Yang's household in blood. Just a month ago, he returned from Jiangzhou. Do you have any idea how many heads he took on that trip? And yet, you dare to speak so carelessly in front of him?" Bai Chunyi actually did know. Jiangzhou's officials and merchants were deeply corrupt, completely rotten to the core. The court had sent countless envoys before, but none could do anything. If anything, noticing his father's darkening expression, Bai Chunyi quickly changed his approach. "If you're worried, father, I'll make sure to be more reserved in his presence from now on." Saying this, he poured Bai Ziyuan a cup of tea to help him calm down, lest his anger make him unwell. After drinking the tea, Bai Ziyuan did seem to settle down a little. Taking the opportunity, Bai Chunyi asked, "Father, why do you dislike Instructor Yan so much?" Bai Ziyuan's expression grew inscrutable. "He holds too much power, hardly the demeanor of a loyal subject." Having been raised on the teachings of the sages, Bai Ziyuan could not accept the decline of imperial authority. Naturally, he also disapproved of Yan Lanting's overwhelming dominance over the court. Bai Chunyi hesitated before asking, "Then, does that mean you will oppose him?" Bai Ziyuan fell silent for a long moment before sighing. "It's too late. Do you know where my commendation and promotion from a few days ago came from?"